You just I just had a I had a, I had one lucky break, and I had one perk that kind of nullified part of his strategy. What it came down to was I found his main damage unit early and executed right. that unit with extreme prejudice. And once that happened, it was kind of,
Yeah. I haven't touched XCOM, I think, since I've played Mechanics.
Aren't you scared?
No. In fact, I think we're gonna dance a little after the show. I think
Mechanics put the fear of God in you.
He didn't put any fear of anything into me. I was experimenting around with Mechanics.
He defeated you soundly, and you don't know what to do about it.
Yeah.
I did dabble some more in the old Gears of War and Bioshock Infinite.
Mm.
And Bioshock Infinite. I was just talking to Mike about that. Pretty good. I'm not like far enough into the story to be like, oh my god, this is the best thing ever.
Are you recording that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I started up the recording, but I mean, just go through the notes, make sure we've got everything.
That's going to be in the show.
I'm still very much meh on Bioshock. Meh.
I was telling Mike, I was enjoying Tomb Raider more so far than I'd
see,
enjoy
I
Bioshock.
I said this exact same thing yesterday, where when the game starts up, and it's like, I think it's a bit of a slow starter, because I think it falls in love with itself a little bit, but it gets better. It gets better. And definitely where you are, Greg. It's getting better there.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, it's good. It's really good. It's pretty. It's, there's not a lot you can criticize about, but it's not as perfect as everybody seems to be making it out so far. Gears of War, it really is more Gears of War.
Yeah. I haven't played that yet.
I mean, it's good. I like the way they're doing the story and stuff, but I mean, it's a 4 out of 5 Gears of War. It's not a 5 out of 5. Oh my God. Great. Gears of War.
Gears 3 is probably like the pinnacle.
Yes. Yeah.
It's not better than Gears 3.
No. And you know what, to be perfectly fair, we were tweeting and back and forth about the whole map business. It does feel light on maps just because they did 4 and 4. They split them up. I don't know why they did that.
No.
But,
It's just time, maybe?
I don't know.
But, yeah, but going back on Boris, I'll give it a... When you sent me a message, Greg, I was in this, awesome battle. And, using the skyline and using,
Save it for the show, Mike. Save it for the show.
All the different weapons. Oh, it was wicked.
All right. Okay.
I don't get it. It's still just I don't know. It's like a shooter, but it's not a shooter, but it is a shooter. And as a shooter, it kind of sucks. I don't know. I don't make the rules.
Yeah. You know what did suck all my time up yesterday? Frickin' Halo 4 Forge. I'm creating a mech battle arena.
Fuck's sake. What is it with you and mechs?
I don't know, but I've set out to make this thing, and it's...
I only played Halo 4 Online once.
How could you only play it once? Halo 4 Online's good.
Yeah.
By the way, guys, Primrose's not going to be on the show.
Fucking
hell. He actually... Well, he sent me an email, and he said he doesn't want to continue on doing the show because it's been too late for him.
Really?
That's fine.
Yeah.
He always fucks everything up anyway.
Yeah. And he always falls asleep, so fuck him.
I mean, especially it seems like a bad thing now, but wait till January when we're doing like game of the year stuff, and you'll be like, you know what? There's no one here petitioning for an absolute shit game that no one else ever cares about.
Yeah.
And it'll be nice.
Convince himself that Dark Souls is good,
Yeah. Fucking Dark Souls, mate. Fucking Dark Souls. Yeah.
You got Dark Souls. So. It's not great.
So we may be looking for a new Brit. That's all I'm saying.
We don't need any more Brits.
Sorry, Mike. You're going it alone.
We already have the tallest man in Britain right here.
I don't think that's true.
I think it's true.
Yeah.
Very close.
Oh, yeah. So,
hey, hold on. I got a new keyboard. Can you hear this?
Of course we can. Okay. You type like fucking thumper.
Oh, shut your hole. You couldn't hear the old keyboard.
Yeah, but we could hear your fucking touchpad mouse thing on your Mac, like.
Well, I don't have that anymore. I got rid of my Mac.
What? Yeah. Are you a PC man now?
Well, I still have my iPad, but I got rid of my MacBook. I gave it to my spouse.
Think about you, Chris.
Curious.
All right, I'm going through the notes. By the way, Chris, I don't know if I texted you the info on Steve yesterday or not. He did have his kid.
You did.
On Saturday.
I was aware of the having of the kid. I just wanted to follow up and make sure that everything was good to go.
I did not know.
Yeah, no, he was born Saturday. I believe it was 9:49.
Fucking hell, that's gone quick.
8 pounds, 7 ounces.
Jesus Christ.
20 and a half inches long as a big kid.
That has gone so quick.
8'7" is a big kid, but not alarmingly so.
Well, let me just throw this out there. I was 10 pounds, 2 ounces. So.
God, I was a fat baby, man. I was such a chubby baby.
See, I was heavy and long. I was 21 inches long. So my mom, I feel bad for her. And apparently it was like 2 hours of labor, so it was no walk in the park for Steve and Lisa either.
I shot out like a cricket ball. apparently. They needed a backstop, not a nurse.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, but yeah. Congrats to Steve. I never knew. You know what? That feels like that's gone so quick. I'm sure for him and his wife, that's felt like a long, long time. But for me, I mean, Jesus, that's gone so quickly.
Yeah, no. It came
at the same time as Bioshock. What has Samuel Jacob Conger got in common with Bioshock? They both came out at the same time.
Yep.
Brilliant.
Yep. Yeah. Brilliant. To Steve's credit, he stayed at the hospital.
I bet he was dying to play that Bioshock. I bet he was thinking about it. Why no?
He was on the Twitters a lot though. He was on the Twitters. Yeah. Having done the whole childbirth thing twice, it is rather dull from the male perspective. As long as everything's going as it should, so I can't. He was just giving the play by play, letting us all know what's going on.
Going down,
giving us the old 1-2.
I'll have to send him a tweet. And
nothing coming out this week on new releases. Oh. Well, I mean, I guess Defiance. But I mean, there's
hold on,
Ninja Gaiden.
Defiance. Was it on the beta for Defiance?
Yeah.
Because I saw a commercial for that game, and I didn't know what it was because I don't listen to it. Right, and I was like. What is this game? What the fuck is this? And then Stu said, Greg plays the beta and stuff. What is it?
It's a massive multiplayer online.
Did you play it on the Xbox?
Yeah.
Does it work?
It's on Xbox, PC, PS3. It works. It's decent. It's not like graphically it. At least in the beta, and again, the beta was pretty close to launch, so I have to think that that's pretty close to final code. It did not impress me. No. But the gameplay was fun. Visually it was kind of Homefront-like from the visual standpoint, but you know, the gameplay, think Borderlands 2 with just a shit ton of people.
Borderlands 2, shit ton of people.
So, like, there's that. I'll tell you what. What else is out though, which should be a big deal?
Well, Ninja Gaiden 3.
No,
should not be a big deal.
No, not that.
So,
no one cares about Ninja Gaiden 3. But on the Xbox Live Arcade is Battle Block Theater. That's the game made by Behemoth. Castle Crashers. That has been in the works for fucking
story
ages.
Time.
I didn't even know that was coming out.
Excellent.
I guess there's a demo for Injustice Gods Among Us.
And that Terraria is meant to be really good.
I played it a little bit. It's like a two-dimensional Minecraft.
There you go. Yeah, that's what I've heard.
And I don't know that I'm sold on it.
Double Dragon 2. Are you sold on that?
It seems as though Minecraft in two dimensions would be strange.
Yeah, the graphics are kind of on par, too. I mean, I don't know. It's 8-bit. It's, eh. So, yeah.
I think, you know, the PS3.
The PS3, yeah.
Grand Theft Auto Liberty City Stories is coming out. Has that got trophies?
I don't know. Who knows? It's a PS2 classic. Do they do trophies on PS2 classics? I don't think so.
Oh, no. No, they don't. No.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. If they release, if Rockstar just released all their old games in HD with trophies and achievements, like, they have my money.
Guess what's coming out on the Wii U?
Yeah, but you know, Mike, you're just one. You're just one man. Just one man.
What's coming out on the Wii U?
Nothing.
Nothing. That should be one question on the news quiz every week. We could give it to... Well, he won't be back, but we could have given it to Skull. Throw him a bone.
Yeah. Oh, whoever we pick next, we got to pick somebody that's, you know, pays attention to the news.
Yeah. But stays awake for the news.
Stays awake for the podcast.
Speaking of news, by the way, because it's the whole April Fool's week, there is, like, no fucking news going on, so I'm not going to worry about doing news quiz this week. I mean, there's no point. So
there's going to be some sad, sad people, man. We're not giving...
Well, they can, you know, OC Podcast play Misty for me some other time.
We're
and,
not,
you know,
not giving the people what they want. How are they going to get their free points?
They just got to, you know, pay attention and throw it out there for next show,
okay.
I guess.
Okay.
I mean, well, because the only piece of news was Battlefield 4. It got officially announced, but we already knew that because it got leaked. The week prior to it coming out.
Yeah. Everybody loves Battlefield 4.
Yeah, I mean, the only other stuff going on was a bunch of April Fool's gag jokes.
Apparently, Battlefield 4 is going to wrap up in Baku, which is in Azerbaijan, which is very interesting because when I was at Army school last summer, we were studying all about the Georgia, Armenia, and Azerbaijan and Turkey area of the world and the potential conflicts between those four countries. Anyway.
The more you know.
The more you know.
You're smarter than me.
Not really. I don't know how to edit video.
I could have given you the question, what are the supposed Durango Xbox controller and
hold on.
And console covered in?
Wait, ready? Hold on.
Yeah.
See if Bing can get you. Durango, what?
What are the...
what are they covered in?
Covered in, yeah.
Komodo dragon hide. I don't know.
Kind of. Apparently, like, crazy stripes. Like, they've... the rumor is they're decked out in, like, zebra striping.
This is the first time Bing has ever let me down. So what do you think I got when I did a Bing search for Durango console cover?
That porn site for donkeys?
No, nothing quite like that. So
familiar with that sort of
way? Yeah, Chinny might not go here, but of course the Dodge midsize SUV is called the Durango. And of course we refer to the armrest / storage compartment between the driver and passenger seat as the console. So I have lots of websites for aftermarket covers for the console in your Dodge Durango that I've just come up with. So if you'd like to know about those things.
Yeah. Hey, you know what I just realized? I never shot off the question of the week on Twitter. I only put it up in the forums. Oh, prequels, love them or hate them. Do you feel
everybody hates prequels. We don't need to worry about that. We'll talk about it. Yeah, so let's talk.
All right. Well, do we let it go for next week then, or do we keep the question for this week and just read the forums? I don't know.
Let me flip a coin.
Hey, speaking of flipping coins, actually.
Oh, I just way over-flipped the coin to the other side of the room. Hold on.
Yeah.
Fuck, it's like
it's gonna be a great show tonight.
Coin says that we keep it till next.
All right, fine.
I'm looking forward to tonight's show. I'm looking forward to it.
It should be.
It'll be fun.
Should be a good show.
I do have some other things planned for you guys since we don't have a third wheel.
Isn't she technically a fourth wheel? I mean, technically, yeah, without Rich, we are a three wheeler.
Yeah,
we are. Yeah.
Which, depending upon the configuration.
Robin.
Yeah, Robin, which is actually a stable configuration of the three-wheeler. As long as the third wheel is in the back, you are not as likely to die. If you put the third wheel in the front, broken neck, nearly guaranteed.
Third wheel in the front? What do you mean broken neck? I saw a three-wheel motorcycle with two wheels in the front just the other day.
I just said if you put the third wheel in the back... That's a stable configuration, as in the
Reliant Robin. They have the third wheel at the front.
Oh, that's dangerous. That's very.
They always
dangerous.
Tip over.
It's like a unicycle.
They always tip over.
No, Greg, it's not anything like a unicycle because
it's
a unicycle
true, it's got three wheels.
It's only one wheel. See, uni. being
one. Oh, fuck. Do we have to record a show? Jesus. hey, do you have the notes for all the community events?
Because
some shit changed.
I do. I would. So
apparently
it looks
people
like,
hate Halo
looks
on
like
Monday
people
night.
People are tired of playing Halo on Mondays, but they still want to rock some Halo on Friday. And the there's still Forza 4 Friday thing that Atchison is running, so check that out. And it would appear that the veterans, what are they doing, Chin?
I did write it in.
You didn't write shit in. See, oh, this is why I put notes. Why I put notes down.
Chinny's news.
Oh yeah, no, I put it. No, I did. I put the thing.
Oh, you put it up there. See, this is how long it's been. It's Black Ops 2.
Black Ops 2.
Why is there like a big fucking gap? Like, is it just Sunday? There's loads of shit happening.
I don't know.
There's a mom joke to be had in there, but I'm just going to leave it alone.
All right.
Well, you were a 10-pound baby, Greg, so we know about mom gaps. Forza 4, Minecraft, Call of Duty Clan, Halo 4,
yeah.
XCOM. Yeah, all that stuff's in there.
XCOM tournament. Chris Matthew is going to be losing soon.
No, it's
look
not
in the Skype chat. That's a picture of a Reliant Robin.
I've seen a Reliant Robin before.
Yeah, but that's a picture of it tipped over.
By the way, I did. There's only one birthday this week.
Yeah, Abe the Destroyer.
The Destroyer. Why did I want to call him Abath Destroyer? I don't know why.
Abathy?
Abe the Destroyer makes much more sense to me.
We should pronounce it in French. Abath the Destroyer.
And I do question the new member, MG.
MG. No, man, the little tiny cars. They're good.
Just a machine gun.
Chinny, I sent you the community spotlight. Do you have it loaded up?
You want me to play it and test it?
Play it. Yes. So this way, when we're actually in the podcast,
Reliant Robin tipped over.
Yeah.
So the thing about the Reliant Robin being tipped over, though, is you're at least inside the car. Like in America for a little while, these three-wheel all-terrain vehicles were very popular. It was like a motorcycle with one wheel in the front and two wheels in the back, but people would go off-roading all kinds of crazy ways on them, and if you turned them too quickly, it would tip over just like the Reliant Robin. Yeah. But instead of being in the nice protective steel cage, you would just break your neck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what happens is, like, as soon as we were kids, if we saw a Reliant Robin parked up, like, we had to tip it over. Like, it's just like one of those things that we had to do.
It's the law.
It's the law. It's like
the
kid
law.
It's the law.
And I, one of the security guards at where I work has a Reliant Robin. And I said to him, do you ever come back to it? And it's tipped over. And he says, oh, yeah. And I was like, yeah, that would have been me about 10 years ago. So, never mind.
Spotlight,
yeah.
Fucking not giving... you better have it loaded
up,
everybody.
This is Parsnip Nose 2000 with another...
Can you hear that?
Wait, play it again.
Weekly Community Spotlight.
Can you?
Well, it's breaking up. Are you purposely breaking it up, or is it all choppy?
No, just
no, I'm breaking it.
Let's check it out.
What? Yeah. What is it about?
Okay. Here we go.
This week.
Hold on. I think it broke up again. Hang on. One sec. What's that?
I have a. Hello, everybody. This is Parsnip 3000 with another weekly community spotlight. This week, I have a very special mention, and probably half of you already know this by now because I'm sure it's been talked about on the podcast. I would like to mention Steve and Lisa Conger, who had a baby this week. Well, Steve didn't. Yay. Lisa did. Anyway, well, I hope she did. I would like to offer a very big, heartfelt congratulations to them.
Congratulations.
And I'm sure there's a joke about Steve using his conga, but I'm not going to really delve into that kind of territory
because
I'm not a filthy beast. Anyway, that's it from me. Congratulations, both of you. And back to you peeps in the studio.
You know, Parsnip, he's got a twisted sense of humor.
I believe he is a, what did he say? I'm not a dirty, I think to come up with that, you have to be.
Yeah.
All right, so that works good. We're ready to roll with
now,
that.
Can you please keep it loaded this time so when we, you know, get to the spot.
I ain't promising shit.
We ain't found shit.
Yeah.
Steve Conger, I'm going to send him a message on the WhatsApps.
Okay.
The WhatsApps.
I think he just sent me a text.
I think about the only other thing we probably should cover is this whole business about pulled pork.
Oh, no, we're not pulling pork anymore. Yeah. We're done with that.
No more pulled pork. There were some suggestions, though. Boned-in ham, buttered crumpets.
Buttered crumpets.
Spotted dick soup, which, by the way, sounds nasty.
Yes.
Yeah. And blow pops for dessert.
Now, was it the chili that I put up? No, the egg rolls. That was the last of the pulling pork.
Yeah. At least we won't get any more, you know, hateful tweets. Enough about the pulled pork. Yeah, you guys sound childish.
Dirty British people.
Yeah.
let's see. ocpodcast@gmail.com @_oc_podcast 626-506-2763. That's all up to date. Sweet.
Yep.
Sweet.
All right. Really, Mike?
Sweet. Well, I'm just looking forward to the show. I'm pumped.
There are some good outtakes we just had.
We could get some harmony. Sweet. No, sweet. Not with me.
Wait. No. Barbershop?
Sweet. Yeah. It's almost sounding like 2001, The Space Odyssey there for a minute, but whatever. It's all good. All
right. Are we ready, you guys?
I think we're ready.
Hang on. I'm just making sure I got this spotlight ready.
Lion face, lemon face. Lion face, lemon face.
Is that the cue for people that want to be in the quiz contest?
That is, yeah. Oh, so yeah, full on cue.
# OC podcast play Misty for me. We got to come up with a new cue. We'll keep that one though for now. We got to come up with, that's very long.
If you look down below that in the notes, there's a list of all the people that have
the cue
submitted.
As in a line in Britain. Yes. I'm sorry. Yes.
And the ones not highlighted have not made it into the show yet.
Okay.
And Steve's just texted me saying
the cue. Did he send you the picture of young Jacob with the Batman hat on?
He's just done that.
Batman. Of course you
don't
have Batman.
But he says,
"I can't put into words how awesome he is. Thank you."
That's what. That's
Silver what Surfer. I can't believe young Jacob doesn't have a beard already.
He will, and an earring.
In about just like his dad. In about a week. All right, we ready?
I've been ready, waiting for you guys.
You'll chat again some more.
Really?
You what? Oh, sorry. Hold on, I'm almost done.
Yeah.
I said sorry.
The fucking keyboard, man.
It's my new gaming keyboard. Although it's messing me up because the WASD and the arrow keys are different colors from the other keys, and it messes me up. Anyway, all right, I'm ready.
Are you sure?
I believe so.
All right, here we go.
We're gonna go right now.
Really?
All right, sorry.
Sorry.
Damn it. All right, do your thing, Chris.
Look at the chat.
Look at the chat. Fucking hell.
Fucking look at the chat. Damn it. Wait, what chat? What are you talking about, chat?
This Skype chat, genius.
I just want to start the show.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, but are you going to do the intro this time, Chris?
No, it's your job, bro. You're the
host. No, you do it. Chris interrupts, and then we talk more shit.
It is kind of the way it goes.
That is the way of things.
Yeah. Now the IM, by the way, makes more sense. Now that Mike just reaffirmed what you said in the chat. Yeah. I think we're going to go now. All right. I'm ready. By the way, Chris, seriously, your face in your Skype picture.
You're interrupting yourself, Greg.
But your face is so red. It's like you got your face to go red.
That's because I'm a tomato.
All right. For well, serious.
Shine on that head there.
For reals. I put turtle wax on it. Yeah, because that way I don't have to shave it every day. Turtle wax.
No, you don't.
No, I don't actually.
That would be awesome if you did.
I do shave it, and after I shave it, I put some moisturizer on there, which is somewhat shiny. It's kind of like the lightning bolt on Lightning McQueen. You know, I run past you, ka-chow, and it messes them all up. It might also be the fact that I headbutt them while I'm saying that messes them up, but I like to think it's the shine off of the head.
If you headbutt them, though, with that on, doesn't it just, like, glide across them, the headbutt? Like, it doesn't make like physical contact. He just like slides.
It's all about angle. Like like if you notice the shape of the head, there's like a battering ram right in the middle that's been built up from years of collisions. So I'm lethal with that.
But on three-wheeler bikes.
Right.
You wonder why this show takes so long. Yeah. Jesus.
This is quality. These are quality comedy gold outtakes talking about the battering ram on my head, Greg.
I know. It is good.
Ramming speed. All right, I'm ready.
But you guys always bitch about the show going for three hours.
Who's bitching? You're bitching.
All right, here we go.
I mean it this time.
Hey, everybody,
I was just thinking the other day, Greg, that we need to change things up.
Damn it.
What? Oh, I'm sorry.
Seriously?
Yes.
All right, 10-second pause. We'll edit this out.
It's Parsnip again. There's something I meant to tell Greg and the podcast guys before they recorded this week, and I totally forgot. And Greg has very graciously volunteered to knit this in somewhere. So, this week, April the 7th, is week one of our silly Forza 4 tournament. Similar to the Mini Cooper Italian Job races we had last year, this one is going to be TV and movie cars. So, Starsky and Hutch, Ford, Torino, that kind of thing. Anyway, if anyone wants to come and join us, they're more than welcome. Don't expect serious racing, because it will be silly. Some people each week will be forced to drive the Flower Mobile, which will be a pink car with flowers drawn all over it, and it'll probably have its tyres let down. Everybody else will be driving a different movie car every week. So anyway, it's just intended to have some fun and get to know each other and be silly. And it's two teams. Nobody cares if you win or lose, as long as I win. No, not really. Anyway, please come and join us if you want to. Sunday, April the 7th, 9 p.m. GMT, which is 1 p.m. Pacific and something or other Eastern. That's it. Okay. Thanks, Greg. Thanks, everyone. Come and join us on Sunday. Bye-bye.